Suddenly, it struck me that for a whole night we were living with a dead body in our garage. It seemed so spooky as well as dumb. Why would Papi and Tio Tony leave El Jefe's body lying around where the SIM could find it if they searched us? The plan was to bring Pupo over to the house, Mommy explained some more. Pupo had said he wouldn't start the revolution until he saw the dead body. Usually, Mommy starts to cry or gets upset with me when I ask her about all this stuff, but today she was the calmest I've seen her since we came into hiding. We took turns peeking out the high window in the bathroom, standing on the toilet. Mommy reported on everyone she saw.
Ay, pero Isa has gotten so thin. And look at Marigusa, she's cut her hair. Y esa Annie is going to have twins.
When it was my turn, my eye was caught by a young man, off by himself, reading. Suddenly, I realized it was Oscar. Maybe it was from not seeing him for several weeks, but he seemed a lot older and very handsome. I kept watching him every time I had a turn. I've decided that I want to read more myself. I've been here almost 3 weeks now, and all I've done is page through Tia Mari's magazines, play cards with Mommy, listen to the radio, and write in my diary. Reading would make the time pass and take my mind off gloomy thoughts about what is happening to Papi or Tio Tony or us. So I asked Tia Mari if she'd get me a book out of our old classroom. Which book? She wanted to know. I shrugged and told her to get me anything she thought I'd like. June 19th, 1961, Monday night. Tonight, Tia Mari said,
Oh dear, I keep forgetting to get a book for you from the children's library. Here's one to start.
And she gave me this book about the life of the Virgin Mary.